With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A group of engineering students at UC Santa Cruz is hoping to make a name for themselves playing games. But it is not just for fun. It's a new master's degree program involving what is known as serious games. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
It looks and sounds like a very basic computer game under development in a UC Santa Cruz lab. Professor Michael John is working with a team of three graduate students.
It might be cool to do something more cooperative.
Okay.
Like, I get one type of projectile, you get another, and we both have to hit an object.
Wearing your virtual reality headset, the controller in your left hand turns into a book of magic spells, and in your right hand, a magic wand. Depending on how you wave it, it can be a shield against incoming fire, or a weapon shooting little rubber ducks at targets in the distance.
So shooting ducks never gets old.
It's almost Donald Duck kind of a sound, so it's really cool.
That's Rutil Tucker, one of Professor John's grad students. But this isn't just a game. This is a serious game.
It isn't a game built strictly for entertainment purposes. It's a game where the purpose goes somewhere beyond that.
The duck shooting game, called Spellcasters, is being developed as a physical therapy tool for stroke patients. Serious games are also great for teaching, everything from basic math to more complicated subjects like science and economics.
Games are really good at representing complexity in a way that other media struggle with.
Professor John, a former creative director with Silicon Valley game manufacturer Electronic Arts, is leading what UC Santa Cruz says is the nation's first graduate program in serious games, started this fall at the university's campus in Santa Clara.
There's a certain amount of demand for it, for sure. Some of it is coming out of nonprofit, some of it's coming out of government, a lot of it is coming out of the healthcare industry. It can come from almost anywhere. Of people that have a goal to teach or give a skill that they want to do through games.
Eddie Melser is a professor with the program.
We have students ranging from, you know, what people would probably define as hardcore gamers that, like the first-person shooters, to people who are really interested in visual novels, narrative games, to people that actually have no real, like, a game experience at all, and are more just interested in the possibilities of games.
Rutil Tucker came here from India to pursue his second master's degree. Someday he wants to own his own gaming company.
I didn't want to restrict games to just like entertainment purposes. I see other sectors like businesses or like hospital or like, you know, other areas which can benefit really from games.
For Janilyn Kaminge from Santa Rosa, developing serious games feels personal.
I was a clumsy child, and I've gone to physical therapy so many times, and they've always given me like a sheet of paper with pictures of exercises to do, but I just didn't feel motivated enough. It felt like homework.
The program lasts 5 academic quarters, so the first students will graduate with their master's in serious games around this time next year. Michael John says there's a heavy dose of computer programming, but also studying how people play and how they learn, and researching ways to measure a game's effectiveness.
In a serious game, you start to learn how to think outside of the game itself. How am I going to incorporate this idea, or this need, or this learning into the game?
Because with a serious game, it's not just whether you win or lose, it's also whether the game gets results. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.